Hey guys, my name is Clarissa. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you tonight. Just thank you so much for this opportunity to be here, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to write my story, Father, and that you've taken all of the pain and the heartache that I have felt through divorce, Lord, and that you are continuing to redeem that, Lord, and that you're continuing to restore me in that. And so, Father, I pray as I share my story tonight that these people here, Father, that have experienced that heartache and are trying to make sense of things or just trying to figure out to process through their emotions, Father, I pray that this would just speak to them somehow, Father, that they would be able to see your love and your healing and the hope that you have for them. I thank you so much for this time, Lord, and I ask that you would just speak through me. I ask this in your name. Amen. I had always imagined that divorce would be hard, especially given that I was a child of divorce, but I never knew just how painful and emotionally devastating it would be until I found myself in the midst of one after 10 years of marriage. Lack of communication and unresolved conflict compounded over time, which led to a lot of resentment for both of us. Even though my husband and I were believers and involved in church, Christ was not the center of our relationship. We didn't pray together or study God's word together, and our walks with the Lord were completely separate. We had no community of believers to help us through the challenges in our marriage, and we both chose to keep our struggles to ourselves, living in isolation. So essentially, we gave up. If there could have been an ideal divorce situation, ours was it. We didn't really fight about anything related to the divorce. There were no attorneys involved, other than drafting up the agreement with the terms that we had agreed to on our own, and there were no children involved. And while divorce was not really what I wanted in my heart, I didn't fight him on it. I think this was partly due to my tendency to avoid conflict, but I was also exhausted from all the struggles in our marriage. So why was this so hard then, if the process wasn't that difficult? And why was I feeling so much pain and loss? Well, my dreams were shattering before my eyes. And basically, everything I had known as an adult was being turned upside down. Our church was his dad's church, and our friends went to that church. No one knew how to deal with this or what to say, so they didn't. I found myself in a place where the only thing I had left was my family, who unfortunately were spread all over the country, and my job that I had wanted to leave for several years. I was 35 years old and having to start over, and I was terrified. I remember being at a women's conference, and it seemed like every woman there was pregnant or had a small baby, which of course was not the case, but that's what it seemed like, and it broke my heart. My dream of being a mom was gone. Watching TV and seeing advertisements for romantic vacations would cause me to burst into tears. It seemed that almost everything was painful and the emotions would come even at the most unexpected moments. No 25-year-old girl ever dreams of this as she's walking down the aisle. And unfortunately, it took this experience for me to really understand marriage and God's design for it. It's not an earthly covenant, but a heavenly one. God's word says in Genesis 2:24, "A man will leave his father and mother and be united with his wife, and they will become one flesh." It is for this reason that divorce is so painful, no matter how easy the divorce process. It represents a tearing of one flesh, as they talked about tonight. You actually lose a part of yourself forever. And as the video talked about tonight, the experience is like a death. And as a result, grieving is a part of this healing process. During the time of my separation, I felt rejected, unlovable, hurt, confused, and isolated from God. I was so lonely and depressed. No one in our church knew, or at least acted like it. So when a guy I had just met began to take an interest in me, I took comfort in that. And before long, I found myself in a relationship with him. And while there were moments that it seemed to help take my mind off my divorce, all the pain was just underneath the surface. Not only was I not in a position to be in another relationship, as I was still married, I was also emotionally not capable. And I wasn't making good decisions. As one sin led to another, my life was spiraling out of control very quickly. We fought all the time and often had fights because he didn't understand why I couldn't just get over my marriage. There were many unhealthy things in this relationship that resulted in much more heartache than I could have imagined. And this was bad enough on its own, but I was layering it on top of the death of my marriage that I had not really dealt with. I didn't realize it at the time, but this relationship just extended my healing process and actually made the pain worse. In addition to all the other emotions I was feeling, I could now add guilt and shame to the list. My divorce was final in the fall of 2008, and as much as I tried to move on, to regain some sense of normalcy in my life, and even try to make this new relationship work, I was so broken. When I was around this other guy, I pretended to be okay so that we wouldn't fight about it, but I wasn't. I cried a lot in private, and I even began to pray that God would take my life. That's when I knew I needed help, and as a believer, I knew that God was the only way. So I found myself at Watermark, sitting in the dark, hiding in the crowd, but it was really good to be in God's presence again. Shortly after, I began reading the Bible again and really crying out to the Lord. He was working in me. And after several months of quietly attending church, the Lord led me to divorce care in the spring of 2009 through an announcement in the Watermark News. I really thought I was in a better place by then, but when I sat down in our first small group meeting, like tonight, and it was my turn to introduce myself in the small group, I broke down in tears, just saying my name. I still had a lot of emotions stuffed down inside, and as the 13 weeks progressed, God continued to convict me and change my heart. Multiple times, I would hear the Lord say in various ways, through his word, other people, and even divorce care, "It's not too late. My desire is for reconciliation. All things are possible with God." So I knew I had to pursue reconciliation, and I had to change the relationship I was in at the time to do it. In early April 2009, I broke off my relationship with the other guy and looked for opportunities to talk to my ex-husband. I finally decided to write him a letter asking for forgiveness for everything that I had done wrong in our marriage, and then sharing with him what God had placed on my heart with regards to reconciliation. When I gave him that letter, there was a huge weight lifted off my shoulders, and I can't describe the peace that I felt in that moment, probably the most peace I had known since my divorce. I knew without a doubt that I was being obedient to the Lord. However, months went by, and I didn't hear anything back from him. In fact, he avoided any communication with me, and there were times I was very discouraged and felt alone. But I also knew that the Lord wanted me just to wait. Although my relationship with God was growing stronger, I still found myself being pulled back into a relationship with this other guy. Not in the same capacity, as it was more of a friendship at this point, but I was still having a hard time completely letting go. The fighting only increased over time because I was trying to go backwards in the relationship and just be friends. And that's never easy once your relationship has surpassed that point. It wasn't until almost a year after that time that I finally gained the strength in Christ to begin to completely sever the relationship. During all of this, God has done some truly amazing things in my life. And as I became more and more obedient to him and began walking with him daily, true healing came. And while the door of reconciliation with my ex-husband was closed when he remarried in February 2010, God has continued to restore me and show me that he isn't finished with me yet. He is using all of my mistakes and failures to teach me how to be more like him. And by extending me grace and comfort, God has given me the special opportunity to encourage others in the same way, because as his word teaches in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Who would have thought that through all of this pain, the Lord would be preparing me to minister to others faced with divorce? The process to healing has not been easy, and I continue to learn and make mistakes along the way, but today my relationship with God is stronger than it ever has been, and I am experiencing more joy than I ever thought possible just a few years ago. And so, guys, I want to encourage you tonight. I know this is like a really big step and painful in so many, many ways. I just want to encourage you and let you know that you're not alone. And I know right now it probably feels like the world is ending and it doesn't get better and you can't see a way out. But let me just promise you this. Our Lord is faithful and he wants to meet you where you are tonight, and he wants to give you healing and he wants to give you a hope for a future. So I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Please let us know how we can serve you. And thanks for letting me share.